100 Eleniara Zuma service to.
Merry Christmas from King's Cross Station. We really hope you're in the mood for some beautiful Christmas music. I just have to find one thing. You know what it is. The piano.
Earlier this year, we invited amateur pianists to come and play on street pianos in train stations up and down the country.
I've spotted the first kilt.
Thank you very much.
Hidden away from the performers.
Welcome to our new hideout.
Next for the toilets, yeah.
Pop superstar Mika.
He's gonna run out into the station and sing with him.
And world famous pianist Lang Lang.
Yeah, give me some magic. Yeah, you can do it.
Selected their favourite performances for a celebratory concert at the Royal Festival Hall, where the incredible Lucy was awarded the performance of the night.
That was fabulous.
Mika and Lang Lang are now on their way to join us for a special festive celebration at King's Cross.
We've asked some friends we met earlier this year to come and play for us. It'll be like a giant Christmas sing-along. We'll also have a few famous faces, plus the multi-award winning Gregory Porter will be stopping by. This is The Piano at Christmas.
Hashtag The Piano. King's Cross Station at Christmas, bustling with commuters. A piano standing in the middle of the main concourse on a red circular platform. Mika runs into a room upstairs, straight into Lang Lang's arms.
Ah, how are you?
Oh, I missed you.
I miss you so much.
Oh my God.
Oh, how are you?
Good. You look good. You're so cute.
It's for Christmas. It's for you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, wow. Boys. Christmas lady.
I've gone quite Christmassy, I'm sorry.
You have glasses here.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
The piano is just there. So you
right
can
there.
See.
Right
yeah,
there.
You can look out.
We don't have to hide as much anymore.
You don't have to hide. And by the way, we could take these off.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's beginning to itch. Are you ready for Christmas?
I love Christmas, yeah.
Tell me about Christmas where you are.
I always eat a lot and also just gathering with friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And every Christmas, I always play a Christmas concert somehow.
When you're with your friends, family at Christmas, are they like, Mika, please play a song?
Yeah, they do. There's this thing that we used to do with my mother, and we had a piano in the living room, and it was pretty much all our friends who didn't have family around that year. They would all come over and trying to play all the carols at the piano all together, and that would last about 3 hours.
Yeah.
It was always the music.
How excited are you to see some pianists you've seen before? I'm gonna bring back some people, you don't know who. So you're gonna be picking your favorite festive performance. Lang Lang, what will you be looking for?
I'm actually looking for some really cool arrangement, maybe a medley with some kind of a classical music, but I also want to hear some delicate technique.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to be boring, but it's not that easy to play Christmas songs.
Tell me.
Well, because everyone knows them. You just want to take one of these songs.
Yeah.
And you want to give it personality.
You want to be blown away.
Or just made to cry a little bit. Or to, you know, want to cuddle up and eat chestnuts. Or want to drink a bottle of whiskey. Something.
Okay.
Can I ask an obvious question? What's that?
It's a present.
For
you two are going to open this when I'm downstairs. It's for you two.
Oh.
They both give the present a shake.
It's a kitten. I'll see you later.
The next train to depart from platform 5 will be Eleniara Zuma service 2.
All right, Lang Lang. We're back in.
Ready for the Christmas.
Here we go.
We last saw our first returning pianist at Leeds City Station, and he's hoping to deliver the judge's favourite festive performance.
Oh! Hey,
Daniel from Leeds.
He's so excellent.
And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand.
So lovely to see you again. Darling, have a seat. Really lovely to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you for coming.
No problem.
Mika and Lang Lang loved you so much. You played Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
How did he find it?
They actually contacted me to go and play with them on a stage.
Unreal.
Oh my.
Which was crazy.
Stop it!
No way, man.
A few days after the show went out, their manager messaged me and said, do you want to come and soundcheck with them? And I was like, yeah, that would be really cool.
All right, Daniel, this is John and this is Robert.
Hi, John.
Here. Daniel, great to meet you.
Nice
how
to meet
are
you too.
You?
I'm good,
how
thanks.
Doing,
great.
We saw you playing Iris on the piano. I thought it was great. How long have you been playing?
Since lockdown.
Since what?
Lockdown.
Oh, are you kidding?
Oh, man.
That's pretty
man.
Impressive. Do you want to
play?
Wow us? Yeah. Come on, play.
Check it out.
It's just us and a camera. And I don't want the world to see me.
I just want you to know who I am. And then John, he just started singing with me. And that was like really, really crazy, him singing his song with me.
Where everything's meant to be broken. I just want you to know who I am.
Oh, yeah. You just taught me something new. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's so great, man.
That's great. Are you sticking around for the show?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, please stay around, man.
Great. We'll do. It was really great to meet you. We'll see
nice
you tonight.
To meet you too.
We'll see you
and
tonight.
Merry Christmas.
That was
right?
really fun. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All
right. When the show started, somebody asked me to come over to the backstage. Something that I was so happy to be able to see.
I want you guys to meet somebody, all right? All right, come here, man. Come here, where are you? Come here. All right, everybody. This is Daniel. And apparently they all know you. So we saw a video of Daniel playing this song on a show called The Piano. I just thought we would bring him out to finish this with us. What do you say, brother?
I was forced to start singing for them, which was like, I didn't expect any of that.
And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think that they understand.
It was absolutely an adrenaline rush, absolutely.
Daniel's mum, Anna.
In 3 years, he'd gone from a little boy who couldn't play piano to being on a stage with a Goo Goo Doll. I think the show helped Daniel with his confidence to perform in front of an audience and not to be so worried about what's in front of him.
Absolutely unbelievable. Very proud. Very proud, Dad.
That's it for Daniel!
Incredible. Wow.
We are so grateful you've come back. Tell me, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to be playing Drops of Jupiter by Train.
That is a very good song. It's not typically Christmas. Why did you choose it?
I feel like it's an anthem.
Yes.
And I think that's what you play when you're with your family at Christmas. That's what brings a family together. And I think that's just the biggest part of Christmas, having a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with Drops of Jupiter in her head.
I love this kid.
She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's tiny changes. But tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights are faded? That heaven is overrated. Tell me, did you fall from a shooting star?
More confidence, you know? I felt it's more like a mature artist this time.
The kid's grown up.
Can you imagine no first dance, freeze-dried romance, 5 hour phone conversation, the best soy latte that you've ever had in me? But tell me, did the wind shape you up your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along to the light of day?
He has grown up,
yeah.
But what's interesting is that you hear it in his voice, but also in his piano playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his piano is really, really spectacular.
Yeah, it has more bite.
Yeah.
He's holding on to the rhythms.
Yeah.
amazing.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
You were brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel. Well done. Oh. We'll see you later. Thank you.
You know what I loved about that?
Great.
Is that the story is evolving. He's not the same pianist or the same singer that we heard,
yes,
you know, a year ago.
And he's like, I'm back. Let me show you guys what I'm capable. It's certainly much more powerful than the last time.
Opening their present.
Let's see what it is.
Yeah.
From Claudia.
Oh, yeah. Now, what do you know? what is it?
Oh.
It's a two-person Christmas jumper.
Wow. That's how... Oh, my.
Aha. Uh-huh. I think...
You do that one side, I do.
You do this side. I do this side.
Okay, got it.
They stand up wearing the jumper, which reads, I'd be nice, I'd be naughty.
Let me have a look at you. Do you like it?
Love it.
Yeah.
Happy?
Yes.
Look at my beating heart. I didn't think you guys, I'll be honest, would take to it quite this much. It's alarming. I'll see you later.
It's cold.
More heart.
The piano.
We're celebrating Christmas at London's King's Cross Station.
Who is coming up next?
I'm so curious.
Amika and Lang Lang are on the lookout for their favourite festive performance.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Whoa!
This is
Hi,
so
Hi,
mate. Nice to see you. You're right.
Okay, do you know who these people are?
Not really.
You've got Tom Allen, who's a brilliant comedian, and you have a national treasure, Joe Brand.
What a lovely place to find you.
They're going to play piano here?
They're here to play for us, it's a surprise.
Oh, my God.
Have you watched the show, or were you just passing? What's the situation?
I'm actually on the run.
Right.
And I'm going to Aberdeen on the sleeper train. We are big fans of the show, and so it just felt like a lovely opportunity, since you're here, that we thought we'd come down and give you a little ditty.
Thank you so much. How do you feel about Mika and Lang Lang? Because they will be watching you.
Well, this is what I'm most anxious
about. I'm not
about.
Playing the piano, so I don't
you're
mind
fine.
At all.
Yeah, Joe, you can relax.
Tom!
Look!
Joe, we're watching.
Mika, I love you.
I love
Lang
you.
Lang Lang, I will love you.
I'm so excited.
Don't
no,
be
don't
very excited.
I'm very excited.
I think you'll freak them out.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, I am. Good luck.
Thank you.
Tom starts to play.
Okay, got that already.
Fairy Tale of New Fair York, time. Great Christmas song.
It was Christmas Eve, babe.
He's done it in my key.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a really your key, yeah.
They've got cars big as bus, they've got rivers
yes!
of gold.
Yes!
And the wind through you to a place for the old. When you first
there you go!
And on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more.
You scumbag, you maggot. You look just like Taggart. Merry Christmas, you're us, and I hope it's our last.
The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Boys of the NYPD choir all singing Galway Bay.
This is like, you know, Christmas party, you know, that kind of a like
exactly, that can pop.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes!
Should we go see them? Come
let's
on.
Go.
Let's go.
And that is Christmas. Tom and Joe!
Mika and Lang Lang join them.
We've got to go down the pub. So brave. Brilliant. So nerve-wracking. Can we have a massive round of applause, please?
Hello.
enjoyed it. You enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it, and I'm glad I got to do it with you. One woman did walk past and went, more piano practice, more piano practice.
And I reported her to the police.
Yes, we've had her arrested. So she'll be in the drunk tank.
A train pulls in.
Oh, look at the baby. Hello.
This is Freddy.
Hello, Freddy. Hi. Hi. Merry Christmas, Freddy.
Let's get into it.
Yes. More music.
Our next arrival was last seen at Leeds City Station.
Oh! Who is it?
Ah! Yeah.
Angelina.
Yeah.
She was with her boyfriend.
Yes.
They were singing, weren't they singing Dancing Queen?
You are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17.
I'm so happy to see you.
Thank you, aren't you?
You came and you sang ABBA. Yep. Mm-hmm. With your boyfriend, and today you are without him.
Yes. So shortly after the show aired, we just went our separate ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me, what have you done since?
So I've just started my master's at the Royal College of Music.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's a great school.
Who went to that school? Yeah. You remembered?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the RCM. Oh, wow. I hope that she graduates, because I didn't. Just saying.
What are you going to perform for us today?
Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, yeah. Such a good choice.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Do you not know the song?
Not really.
Lang Lang, what is wrong with you?
Sorry.
Hi.
You alright, love?
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
We're going to watch this lovely girl.
It's beautiful.
This is a classical crossover.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Of course, it's a breakup song.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
So sad.
It's really sad.
It's so sad somehow.
It's beautiful, but it's sad.
Yeah.
This year, to save me.
Beautiful melody. Oh my God, this is a beautiful song.
It's a really good piece of songwriting.
Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me.
When you're a classical singer and trying to sing pop, it's not that easy. Once it goes up, it's good. But her playing is also good.
It's like the piano is really at the service of the voice.
Yeah, this is basically a real kind of a river floating thing.
For the first time so far today, I forgot about the station.
Yes, we got that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got that moment. So we've seen already three. Who's your favorite so far?
I think Angelina.
I like Daniel. Daniel somehow is very powerful. Yeah, it's not very Christmas.
Am I just being seduced by the fact that Angelina sung a Christmas song? Yeah. And I'm a sucker.
No, she did a great job. I mean, it's great that we have a different opinion.
As usual.
Yeah.
So this is actually a perfect time for me to give you the gift that I got you.
Me too, actually.
Well, we have a tradition of giving silly gifts. It's meant to be a secret Santa, but, you know, it's obvious.
I will have it. For you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shit.
Thank you.
Lang Lang unwraps two books.
English humor for beginners.
Okay, let me see. How to be British.
Mika's been given a snow globe with Lang Lang's face inside.
You know what? I gave you a bit of Britain to take with you.
Yeah.
You've just given me your face.
Maybe Mika was thinking, maybe this side is me, this side is Mika, but...
Well, I was actually... I didn't know that's exactly what I was wondering. But no, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just
both, I'm sorry, it's both sides.
Both sides.
You can't get rid of me.
But Lang Lang is about to give another Christmas gift.
Lang Lang! It's one way of doing it.
Lang Lang walks out.
It's amazing. God.
He's going to play for the passengers at King's Cross Station.
Hey!
Wow, there's loads of people.
Of all the times to be in the station, just now to watch the world's greatest pianist. We love you! Sorry.
I think these people can't believe their luck.
The Nutcracker Suite, Tchaikovsky.
Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas.
Lang Lang takes a bow.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lang Lang.
Mika shouts down through a window.
Lang Lang. Oh, yeah, brother.
Where is he? There he is.
It was not bad.
Yeah.
I've seen like better. It'll do.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Hashtag the piano.
Last time we saw our next Christmas comeback.
Lang Lang, look, it's
Oogie Woogie Sue.
Sue, a retired music teacher, was rocking Glasgow Central Station.
That's how you do it.
You're such a good dancer.
It's absolutely wonderful to be back. What I'm playing today is called Christmas Boogie Woogie Medley, and I've arranged Christmas songs because we're celebrating Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's brilliant.
That's great. So happy to see Christmas soon.
She has this amazing groove in what she does. It's all about the left hand. We're on her boogie-woogie train, you know, that kind of boogie-woogie bass.
Yeah.
Just kind of plows on.
This is great.
Now we're way more sultry. Totally rhythm and blues. And back to the boogie-woogie. Mm.
What's going on here?
A man in a Santa hat has joined in.
That? Jared, the mechanic.
Jared, oh my God.
woman's rocking her baby to the music.
The two best boogie-woogie players from the last season together.
It works so well.
Absolute goddess.
Well done.
Jared, come here. I can't believe it. The truck mechanic and brilliant pianist. That was so brilliant. And you're in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, of course, as you can see.
Yeah.
The thing about Jared is that he's got this amazing technical ability and he's more precise, you know. And so when you put the two together, it's amazing. For me, it's that idea of the rails. It doesn't matter whether it's a Christmas boogie-woogie jam or whether it's Shostakovich. There's always the train, you know? There's something about those repeat rhythms. There's groove even in Beethoven, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely in Beethoven, absolutely.
Do you know how many songs I've written on a train? I was with my siblings, we couldn't sleep, and we were taking a train, I kid you not. It was 3 a.m, and the train was going and so we took spoons, because we were in the canteen car, and we went... And I wrote a song on top of it going, sucking too hard on your lollipop, oh, love's gonna get you down. And it came from that train ride.
From that train ride?
Yeah.
Sucking too hard on your lollipop, oh, love's gonna get you down. Sir, put those on, just for me.
Hey, guys.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
A bit early.
Never mind, we're pretending it's December.
I write down the name of someone and I stick it on your forehead.
And I'm gonna guess, right?
Okay, there you go.
It's a he or she?
It's a she.
Musician?
No, thank God.
My mother?
No.
Looking?
Yeah.
Chinese?
No.
Okay. That is your mom.
Did you just your mum me? No, it's not.
I mean, there's so many.
No, it's not my mom.
Oh, I know.
Who?
Claudia.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
Oh my God.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, oh my God.
It's time to hear from our next returning pianist.
Hey,
Malisa.
And she played her own composition.
Oh, yes, she played. Yeah, right.
July 2022. A man in the crowd holds a sleeping baby as Melissa plays the piano.
During her performance at St. Pancras, I actually fell in love with baby cousin Hayden, who's all grown up now.
Hello. Where have I gone? Here I am. Where am I?
Oh, so cute, this one.
You're a big softy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not too much.
I'm Scrooge.
Yeah?
I'm definitely Scrooge.
But once you have a kid, it changes you.
I feel sorry for the kid.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So lovely to see you.
I've been playing with Hayden.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Tell me all about you. You so impressed Lang Lang and Mika, and I know that you love Lang Lang.
Yeah.
What was the whole experience like for you?
Yeah, it was really cool to meet someone that I guess I looked up to in terms of classical playing, so. Yeah.
And are you happy to be back in the station again with the piano?
Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much do you enjoy Christmas?
Yeah, it's just nice spending quality time with my family, I guess. So, yeah.
Christmas. Here are the Christmas pictures.
Christmas has been a crazy part of my piano journey because my dad got me a keyboard on 2017 Christmas. In the first year of me playing, like before I had lessons, I learned off watching YouTube videos. And I used to have like all the game songs I loved to play. And I was like, imagine if I could play this on piano. And I feel like it started from there.
Beautiful. Look at the smile.
Teaching yourself, most people would be using the wrong fingers. So I took lessons and then I did like a year of like relearning how to play piano. Usually it takes someone 10 to 12 years to get to grade 8. But for me, it took me 4 years.
It's just amazing how she plays. How can you pick something up so quickly? So it's definitely a natural gift, and yeah, we're just very proud of her.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
I was quite shy and I didn't really have that much confidence back in secondary school and just like speaking in general. And I feel like the piano has helped me overcome that and given me a lot of confidence. So I decided that I want to study a bachelor's in arts and music performance at Trinity Laban Conservatoire of Music. I just sort of put an application and see what happens, and I didn't really think I'd actually get in.
When we looked at it, you know, it's more like it's like the Oxford of yeah. music, you know.
Melissa walks past a large pillared building and then she's playing inside.
I think it's quite crazy me listening to anime and game music and now me studying at Trinity Laban and playing sort of music that I like. I don't know if I didn't get that keyboard for Christmas, I don't know if I would have been where I am now. So thanks, Dad.
Tell me about the piece you're going to play today.
I'm going to be playing my original composition, Reflection, and it's about like snow, blizzards, and like ice. And I feel like when I play it, you can visualize that in like the winter season.
That's not easy.
Yes.
Now, how do you create texture out of sound? That's always the biggest challenge. Yeah.
I hear a little bit of ice.
This is pretty good. And if I'm trying to describe what I see, it's not like a summer night. It's definitely...
winter.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like life on pause, nature on pause. Yeah. Yeah. You know, she's playing better than last time.
Yeah.
Her rhythm is more stable.
Yeah. What? Interesting.
A little bit of dissonance.
Yeah.
And now they
now just got something. You see?
Much better.
Yeah. Now she certainly gave a new approach.
This is so much more interesting.
Listen to this.
Usually when I'm composing, it's about my emotions and the way I feel. And hopefully my compositions will have an impact on people. Yeah, that's what my main reason for composing is.
She keeps her feelings inside. And I think Melissa's compositions are her feelings being expressed
via her music.
Via the music.
Yeah.
I think music is a way for me to like communicate when I can't, sometimes, yeah.
Yes! Woo! Melissa, you are amazing.
Thank you so much.
Melissa, everybody!
If you look at all the best Christmas songs and the best pieces of Christmas music, they always have this underpinning of happy, sad.
She put a lot of thoughts in. Huh?
It suddenly took on more emotion.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Who's your favorite?
The best emotion?
Yeah, that's the most touching moment.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Claudia blows little Hayden a kiss. The piano.
Find even more savings in the Oak Furniture Land Big Weekend. Like the Adette, now $699, and the Newton, just $399. The Oak Furniture Land Big Weekend ends Tuesday.
Oh, hello, Mog.
Mog?
see Mog.
It's not a hat, it's Mog.
A dog?
Bother that cat.
Featuring the voices of a host of stars.
What's that cat up to now?
Don't be silly, it's just a tree.
Monkeys on the house.
Please come down. Christmas won't be Christmas without Mog.
Is it Father Christmas?
No, dear. Father Christmas does not have a tail.
Mog's Christmas on Channel 4. Stream now.
We're at King's Cross Station for a festive celebration of the piano.
Oh. No, that's a video.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And for Mika and Lang Lang, the Christmas surprises just keep on coming.
Lang Lang, it's Harry.
Harry! Yes!
Harry!
We first met Harry playing jazz at London St Pancras.
I really don't know whether I can do this at the age of 92.
This image is really special.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Harry!
Oh, Claudia.
I'm so happy to see you. You are my Christmas present.
Oh.
I'm really happy Harry came back.
Amazing.
You played so beautifully.
Oh.
No, it was an honor for us that you came to play. Since then, tell me what's happened. How's everything been?
Of course, you know I lost my wife.
I'm sorry. I can't even imagine how hard it is.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Harry.
It's been gradually developing, you know, the dementia's developed over several years. First, it was loss of short-term memory, and it wasn't very noticeable at first, but it just got worse and worse and worse.
It was an incredibly difficult time, to be honest, but also one where if Mum was having a difficult day, music always helped. It always seemed to help in one way or another.
Harry's daughter, Caroline.
Last Christmas was written off because Pat died just before Christmas.
An old photo of Harry and Pat smiling.
We've been married 49 years. I think if you have a good partner that understands you and works along with you, you have a good life. Certainly has been with me. Yeah.
He looks down sadly, with tears in his eyes.
I'm just about coping, dealing with the grief. My advice to people who are going through a tough time at Christmas, it does gradually diminish. It will never leave you. But music is a great healer. It can bring you peace of mind, happiness, great pleasure. You know, that's what it does.
It's Christmas. What are you going to perform for us?
It's the Christmas song by Mel Torme.
Yeah.
I'm not going to perform alone. As accompanist,
yeah,
to Fiona, who I met on the show.
There's a smile on my face for the whole human race.
Fiona, in you come.
Yay!
Woo! Love you!
This is a great combo.
Fiona's a firecracker.
Yeah, so this is a great combination.
Together, they're perfect.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
He's doing a really, really kind of cool jazz thing in the piano, where the bass is what keeps the tempo and the harmony, and the right hand is totally free and is duetting with her voice.
And every mother's child is gonna spy.
Listen, he responds with the right hand.
If reindeer really know how to fly.
Beautiful touch. Really beautiful touch.
Saying we want to forget the place, we're forgetting the station.
Yeah. It felt like a time traveler. Brings me back to the time with my grandparents.
Yeah. And so I'm offering this simple phrase
to kids
from 1 to 94. Although it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Meeker and Lang Lang shake hands.
Yes! How are you, Fiona? That was wonderful, both of you.
I get a bit tricky with Christmas. So I like it, but as an adult now, sometimes I lose that magic.
It's Harry and Fiona.
It's really hard to access that feeling where you just remember what it felt like when you were 9 years old and everything was magical around Christmas. This is the first time today, out of all the different pianists that came back to see us, where I really felt Christmas. Finally. My heart melted a bit.
For me also. I think that's it. I mean, I feel that this is Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
When you see everybody later, you're going to choose your favourite festive performance. Should we talk about them, who you saw? What did you think of Sue and Jared?
I think that's the most virtuosic performance of the day.
Yeah.
And complex, yeah. You know? Reinterpretation of Christmas classics, and they became hers and they became his.
Tell me, did the wind shave you off your feet?
Let's talk about Daniel.
I mean, he's fearless. The bass he played, it's just like, I'm here, no messing around. You know,
he's grown in confidence.
Yeah.
He had the attitude today.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Angelina.
Firstly, her piano playing was instantly better.
Yeah.
And she had more space to shine. She forgot about being too precise.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And a lot more spirit came out.
Yeah. Can we talk about Melissa?
I really get everything what she's trying to describe, like blizzard,
winter snow.
Yeah. I mean, so much more interesting harmonically than last time. I thought the composition was really wonderful.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
What was it like to see Harry again and Fiona?
I just loved that she sang so softly.
Yeah.
And she let Harry have his
kind of moment.
Yeah.
Even in the midst of the chaos of the station, he managed to create a bit of a magic space and transport
to
us.
To draw us into this timeless Christmas time.
So, of course, you saw some brilliant players, and then Joe and Tom.
You were handsome, you were pretty, queen of New York City.
You know, it's about generosity of spirit.
Yes.
And at Christmas, you can do things without thinking of the consequences. Yes. Just because it feels like you just want to be a little bit more generous in spirit. That's why that felt like Christmas.
Yes. So you don't have to tell me who, but you have got to choose your favourite festive performance. Is it obvious to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you give me a clue?
Absolutely not.
Come on, let's go and tell them.
Wait.
1, 2.
They pull crackers.
Smell it.
Oh.
Oh, it's the best.
The piano.
Before we're treated to some more surprise Christmas music, we've gathered all of our Christmas pianists together to reveal who has been awarded Meeker and Lang Lang's favourite festive performance.
Hello. Merry Christmas! Hello! Lovely to see you all together. Thank you so much for playing in King's Cross Station. Two people are desperate
to see you all again. Please welcome Mika and Lang Lang.
Bravo! Bravo!
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you. So nice to see you again.
Incredible playing and singing.
I know you.
Yeah,
were.
Not you, Tom.
Tom, did you practice a lot before the?
It might surprise you that I did actually. a lot.
I know that you two were so impressed with seeing our pianist again.
Daniel, do you know how happy we were to see you again? Your music is changing because you're growing up with your instrument, and we got to hear a little bit of that.
Yeah. Your left hand is so powerful.
Thank you.
And your voice is such a confident voice. And Melissa, I hear so much development since last time. I mean, you're really putting so many great feelings and emotions and contrast into your reflection. Yeah, it was a great job.
Once again, you're evolving with your instrument, and it's a real relationship that you're having. And if we talk about relationships with the instrument, I think we have to talk about Harry and Fiona. It was really intimate.
Very delicate.
And also, it was such a classy jazz approach where your left hand kept the time and your right hand duetted with Fiona.
You were going to choose your favorite festive performance.
So, for us, the choice is clear, and it is...
Harry and Fiona!
Harry looks stunned.
Bravo!
They both stand and take a bow. Mika hands Fiona a bouquet, which she passes to Harry.
Unbelievable!
Yes.
Congratulations. So it's Christmas time. We need one final Christmas treat. It couldn't be the piano without hearing from a girl who captured all of our hearts. So I would love it if you could follow me.
Royal Festival Hall, November 2022.
Earlier this year, the nation was mesmerized as we heard the incredible Lucy play the piano. Out of four finalists, Mika and Lang Lang chose their performance of the night.
So we have chosen...
Lucy!
After her success on the piano, Lucy has played an exclusive concert at the Royal Albert Hall and was invited by the King to perform at his coronation concert. And now, for a Christmas treat, she's playing for us at King's Cross.
Lucy.
Oh, hello.
It's Claudia. Lovely to see you.
It's lovely to see you too.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
What a year Lucy has had. How is Lucy coping with it all?
Nothing phases her. Nothing.
But I remember the first time I met Lucy, and I think I said to you, will she be okay? And you said, Daniel, she's got a piano. She's fine.
That's it, yeah. That's her natural place, is sitting at a piano, because that's how she communicates with the world, you know.
Lucy's about to perform with Grammy Award-winning Gregory Porter. What does that feel like?
Speechless. It's amazing. Did you
find a box of jade? Double Grammy Award-winning Gregory Porter has captivated audiences from around the world for the past decade. And he's about to join Lucy for a very special public performance.
Yeah, Lucy.
What are they going to perform, please?
They're going to perform Silent Night. Lucy's taken Gregory's arrangement of it. She listened to the orchestration and then she made her own adaptation. So what she's playing really is her own arrangement of his arrangement.
Okay, I think it's time. Daniel, would you mind letting Lucy know?
Nice and straight. Are you ready? We're going to do, now we're going to do the performance now of Silent Night. Are you ready?
Pause.
There's going to be a pause at the end of it. So we're going to start it. Okay, here we go. We're going to do Silent Night. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Yeah, go on.
All is calm, all
Drawn a large crowd. Some are wearing Santa hats and Christmas jumpers.
Okay, so Mika and Lang Lang are about to play us out. On behalf of both Mika and Lang Lang and the entire team behind the piano, we just want to say thank you so, so much for watching us earlier in the year. We're incredibly grateful. We wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will see you in 2024. Exactly. Exactly. Mika, please get into position.
With pleasure.
I've said that before.
Mika sits down at the piano.
Come on, Mika!
He adjusts the mic, then begins to play. Love, the Beatles.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. Nothing you can say that can't be said. Learn how to be in time. It's easy.
Sits down next to Mika and takes over on the piano.
All you need is love. And all you need is love. All you need is love, love.
Harry's clapping along. Mika sitting cross-legged on top of the piano.
All you need is love.
The balcony above them is lined with people singing and clapping along. Lang Lang and jumps down from the piano. They side hug, then wave at the huge crowd filling the station.